Kanye.
Borat.
Why is that Borat?
It is 5 till 2, Julie. Julie Dobbs is sitting in for Bob today.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Sure am. Had my first successful potty break.
What's up, girl?
So now, you've had unsuccessful potty breaks?
Yeah, I've never worked.
Okay, I must explain, sorry. It's because I'm hosting, right? So I have to be back here, and you only have a certain amount of time, and I was really nervous that I couldn't have the potty break and get my lunch and fill up my Yeti with water. And I did it all.
Have a Yeti?
Yeah.
It's not easy, is it?
It's not. It's not easy.
Being
it's
a
high
host.
Pressure running around.
And... You may have received a little preferential treatment this week that you don't even realize that you did.
What happened?
Just because yesterday I was saying, hey, for our meeting, why don't you run up there after your 11:10 ticker? You're like, no, I'm not doing tickers.
Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, earlier in the week, it seemed like Mike Soroy did his regular shift and then filled in here. And Donovan did his regular shift and then filled in here.
So you're saying I should have come in and done 2 hours of tickers?
I am not saying that. I'm glad you didn't.
Okay.
But I'm just
saying
you may have received a little. Although this was...
It's my first time ever hosting. We had to prepare. We had to talk. I can't just be doing tickers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it was kind of nice.
Was it nice not to roll in until... When do you usually get here? Like way early? Like the crack of...
I shoot for 9:55. 9:15 is usually more like 9:30 because driving and car stuff and kids stuff.
Yeah.
And all that.
It's like when Soroy usually shows up 9:30.
Sometimes
to 9:45.
We walk in together.
Sometimes 9:52, Soroy walks in the door.
Hey, as long as you're here.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as you produce, right?
But
if you're
going to
be Metalbats guy, you can kind of roll in whenever you feel like it.
A little extra time with the kids today. That was nice.
All right. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Nice.
So. We had a show assignment, and we all completed it, and I do not watch reality TV pretty much at all. I've even tried. I dipped my toe in that Bachelor, and I can't get it.
How far did you dip your toe?
You know, an episode.
Like the tip, or?
Yeah, pretty much. Just the tip, Julie.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't know. Count me as, I don't want to say why I don't like it, because then I feel like old man yelling at cloud.
Right.
But I just can't get it. I don't get that they're doing it. It's clearly all fake. Obviously, you as a viewer have to know it's all fake, right?
Well,
they're not really looking to find love.
There are marriages that have come out of this show, so.
All right.
I think it's fake at first. They all go on there trying to get famous. But then they might actually fall in love, and then we have bachelor babies, like four of them.
Great, and I'm sure they're going to be on a show in the future. There's not a doubt, right?
They wouldn't exist if it weren't for
they will have a show called
stories.
Bachelor Babies, and they'll all be in their 20s, and
probably.
They'll probably have to date each other.
Yep, and I'll be old and watching it. And
that's right, like, with your popcorn and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Anyway, so this show is called Marrying Millions, and we've talked about it a little bit before because. It has a Dallas flavor. There's basically it's a old guy with young girl. Classic tale, right?
Yep.
Rich old guy, not as well off young girl, but hot. And it's the way the world works, right?
Sometimes.
Well, and in fact, they have a 60-year-old Dallas like architect guy. Don't know who he is, but apparently
he's a real estate developer.
Real estate developer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he's very successful.
Yep.
Multimillionaire.
Just ask him. He told us.
Dating a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Young Hispanic girl who apparently is from the other side of the tracks, not nearly as well off. And, you know, he's taking her out to dinner with his high society fellow 50 to 60-year-old friends. And here she is, 21 years old. She's 39 years younger.
That's insane.
Than he is.
She's really pretty, too, obviously.
Yeah. <it's
laughs> She's really cute.
Not often
and
sweet. You see, like, the 60-year-old rich guy with some kind of pig or.
Some
right?
Kind of pig. Well, wasn't going to go all that far, but yeah.
Okay, a root. Just somebody who's...
somebody that's like not a 9 or 10.
Unattractive in the slightest. Yeah, that's it's weird how that works, that that love works that way. It's just nature.
She was a hostess at a Mexican food restaurant, and he kept coming into the restaurant kind of like scouting her out. And
it sounds extremely creepy.
Yeah, it does.
The way he met her.
He looks pretty really creepy, too.
Right, he pretty does. Much stalked her, and then I'm sure she refused any advances until learning about his millions of dollars, and all of a sudden, that can help you find love, Julie. Some girls, some women are like
not
that.
Me.
All right, well, the big fascination for us is Josh Hamilton's wife. Mm-hmm. She is on this show. Katie. And now she's 37, dating a dude who is
23.
Okay. So not as big of an age gap, but and not as big of an oddity until you learn something about this young man. So she's 37, recently divorced from Josh Hamilton. I can't tell you how... inside my blood boils a bit just thinking about her, because I know she was one that was out front and very vocal.
Yep.
During the whole Josh Hamilton time here and after, and especially when they left Texas. And just how Josh Hamilton, I think, overall has used God as a shield.
Yep.
To a lot of people to criticize him. But, you know, once he cleans up his act, it's all about how God helped him clean up his act. And she was right there with him as far as the faith. And that's why I stick with him through
like
thick and thin.
And center at that press conference, right, when she went up there with him on stage when he went to L.A. And then this is what she said to back up your God reference there. We feel so strongly that this is where God has moved us and planted us, and we could not be more thankful. She also said when it came to the Rangers and the Angels courting her husband, she said, if you're going to date somebody and that's going to be your man or your woman, you make it official and you make it known pretty quick. They let us date other teams. And then Josh interjected and said, you should have put a ring on it, referencing the Rangers should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was she just kind of made that also...
Well, and there was always a big deal about Josh and his demons, then he has many, right?
Yeah.
And basically, he was addicted to, like, heroin or crack, or, I mean, he really got hard into the drugs. It almost ruined his career. He was a number one overall draft pick many years ago. He straightened himself up, and many say, and much in thanks to her and his faith and all that kind of stuff, and it's great. But just the way they would lean on that, and if you had any criticism about him at all, you would just go back to the faith thing. Well, then it was all about what's good for Josh Hamilton, just as a human. And, you know, teams always BS you and pretend they're about you as a human, but it was about him as a human, and he couldn't carry a credit card around, like, because he would spend and go drinking.
Right.
You know, they kept...
an addictive personality, whatever it may be.
But to the nth degree, right. Like, they really kept track, you know... I might have an addictive personality, but and an alcoholic might, but he was like way off the rails.
Yeah.
So it was always about, you know, what's best for Josh. Well, then I even think about signing with LA, and obviously they went with LA because they offered the most money.
Right.
But if you were thinking what's best for this guy,
not LA.
Would the LA scene be what's best for Josh Hamilton, or should you look at small markets exclusively, or might you say, man? He's had this great success here in Texas. Arlington is a small, you know, you can make this a small market. Even though it's a large area, but it's so spread out that you can certainly. And he lived in Southlake, and it was very homey, and he didn't get bothered too much. We'd see him out at the softball fields with his daughters and stuff. And if you want to say what is best for him, you know, maybe it isn't the biggest amount of dollars. Maybe it would be to kind of stay here where you've actually found success for once in your life.
Right.
But that wasn't the thought.
A comfortable environment, right? Like
their thought was the most money that would be offered.
Yep.
And then they threw the God card even in that, saying it was God's plan to have the Angels offer the most money. They didn't say that. They said it was just God's plan to move us to LA. Anyway, so now all that being said, then they end up getting divorced.
Yep.
And they're on Marrying Millions because... Or at least she is, because she is dating a very young man. Let's get a little audio of this out there. This is just the intro to Katie Hamilton. I think I have this up there, Mina. Let's see if I do or not.
My name is Katie Hamilton. I'm 37, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Adam. Oh, this looks nice.
And that looks so good. It's going to be delicious, too.
I ended up in Dallas because my ex-husband, Josh Hamilton, came here for his job. He was a Major League Baseball player for almost a decade. This was very, very sweet of you. Well, I appreciate your help. I would say my estimated net worth, according to Google, is $10 million-ish. The home I'm living in now is 6,000 square feet. It's got beautiful finishes. I also own a ranch that's just under 1,000 acres. It's breathtaking. It's beautiful outside, so.
Are you going swimming?
I'm probably not going swimming. My ex and I have 4 daughters together. I feel totally inadequate most days, but it's the most rewarding accomplishment. It's the greatest. As much as I love my little ones, I just haven't had any time alone. My marriage ended due to my husband's substance abuse issues and just some personal battles that he was dealing with, but we still share custody of our 4 daughters. Yeah, the divorce was definitely not something I would have done, and just, you know, still sorting through how to raise my kids in a way that I didn't anticipate.
Your picture perfect, Katie.
I'm never, you know, going to be a perfect mom, but I want to know that I truly did my best. Is this like an okay choice?
I think you look beautiful.
Yeah. It took me 4 years to even think about dating, but I'm there now.
All right. So she's on a 1,000-acre ranch, 6,000-square-foot house. Really feel bad about this divorce thing, and I feel inadequate as a mother, but I'm trying to do the best I can. You know what would be a good idea? What if I went on a reality show where I'm dating a guy 14 years younger than me? Then we get introduced to the guy that she's dating.
My name's Colton. I'm 23 and I'm from Denton, Texas. We grew up a middle-class family and I played sports and we had a lot of pride in football. I learned a lot of discipline in college sports especially, but I decided I wanted to focus on my music, so I eventually dropped out of college.
All the shots you take, I ain't ever go away. May not have a lie, but I'm here to stay.
Groupies?
No. The only groupie I have is Katie. Hey.
Hey.
Look at you.
Look at you. How are you?
Better now.
Sneaking in on me. I met Colton at my house. You can hear your car from a mile away. My daughter Julia had some friends over, and one of them brought Colton. You ready to get out there? I see you, Morgan.
You too.
Oh, thank you, sir.
When I first saw her, I was like, oh, she's really attractive. She wasn't a normal mom. That kind of surprised me.
And I wondered, like, okay, am I crazy? Is this younger guy attracted to me?
Don't keep a girl waiting. Let's go.
Do you think you're a cougar?
Go for it.
I can't say that I'm not, because I'm actively living a cougar lifestyle. Colton and I come from two very different worlds, but I get joy out of seeing him be happy. And if I can help him out financially to achieve his goals, then that's definitely something I want to do.
Oh my God. So I've seen this video before where the kid who's a friend of the daughter ends up with the mom, but that's usually it's...
You have those in a folder at home?
I'm just saying. So that's the scene here. Well, they actually have, like... It's a bigger deal than you think. And there's some big explosive audio, which we will get to next.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU...